Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Dr. Blaine McCormick, who teaches negotiation classes at the undergraduate, graduate, and executive levels at Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business, will share his essay about what hostage negotiations have to do with creating value.
Half-baked, half-done, half-a-loaf, half-full. Who likes working with half of anything? Even Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board himself, saying all or nothing at all. There's a lot of advice out there on how emotions impact negotiations, but it's only half right. It's not that the advice is bad. Actually, some of it's pretty good. But it only covers half of the emotional spectrum. Anyone with even basic negotiation or conflict training knows what to do when negative emotions arise. Anger, fear, guilt, frustration. Some have learned to count to 10. Others have learned to take a break. The pros among us have even learned to acknowledge the legitimacy of the negative emotion. This is all good and right, but what about the other half of the emotional spectrum? I'm talking about all those positive emotions: enthusiasm, belonging, hope, joy, and yes, even love. How do we inject some of that into negotiating? As esoteric as it might seem, scientists have studied emotions for the better part of the 20th century. In the past two decades, researchers have systematically studied how emotions impact negotiating behavior and outcomes. Most of our training helps us remove negative emotions from the deal. In contrast, research now demonstrates the value of injecting positive emotions into the deal. You can do this in a variety of ways. The key is to be proactive rather than crossing your fingers and hoping something positive happens. Or as Roger Fisher and Daniel Shapiro state in their book Beyond Reason, take the initiative with positive emotions. The New York Police Department's top hostage negotiator, Dominic Massino, is very effective at injecting positive emotions into situations that make even the most cantankerous business negotiation look pleasant by comparison. Massino knows that autonomy creates positive emotions and that stripping decision makers of power creates negative emotions. Thus, he frames almost everything as the hostage taker's choice. He even has learned to stay out of the room and talk to them by phone because they feel less threatened. And at the start of every hostage negotiation, he asks the hostage taker if they need anything, and if it's within reason, he gives it to them. Maybe the people you're negotiating with are holding your best deal hostage. If Detective Massino is right, your best chance of getting them to let go of that deal is to be nice as often as possible during the exchange. Show a little appreciation, build affiliation, and take the lead with positive emotion. The positive emotions may be the better half of the pair.
Dr. McCormick teaches negotiation at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business. Or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.